Oh.
Hey, George, this is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going? Just calling you like you asked at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what's...
Yeah, so I got to ask you a couple questions here because I know we talked last time. So we had kind of went over. I just want to make sure that I have everything correct for you, one. But two, I want to make sure that you get the right package that you're looking for. So the area that you're looking to service, are you looking to stay within a 15-mile radius or are you looking to push out into like a 50-mile radius?
No, I think I'm looking to go out a little further because there's so many, like, since we talked the last time, there's so many handymans and all kinds of shit just came up here.
Yeah.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And none of them got
is.
LLCs, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like, dude, like, you guys got to pay
so you
for
did
that
it,
shit. But
you did it the right way.
Yeah, and I've been looking, and they're even on the platforms like I used to use when I started.
Right.
I used to use like Snorville, Angels Camp, bulletin board, stuff like that.
Oh,
right.
Now they're just populating.
I mean, dude, I'm on those sites, and I at least five or six of them a day popping up.
Wow.
And I'm like, where's these guys coming up with all this stuff? Like,
yeah.
And they're doing the same thing I'm doing, like fence repairs, you know,
right.
Flooring repairs, doing sheetrock repairs, light electrical. And I'm like, okay, painting, you know, I kind of do it all because, I mean, I've been in pretty much every industry there, you know, construction-wise.
Yeah,
like,
and then for plumbing, are you doing light plumbing as well?
I do. But the thing is with plumbing too, that there is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
I just
want to
make sure that you're populating for the services that you provide because it's good that it's good that there's competition out there. But the thing is like, if they don't have the right documentation, like the LLCs and everything like that, like you have, they're not going to be able to get their Google business, listed. Right? So they're not going to be able to get listed on Google with their Google business profile. So the fact that you have that tells that you're a credible company when they're going through you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so for what you have set up, do you have a website? Because I know last time we talked, you only had like a Yelp listing and that was it. It was like very bare minimum that you had set up.
I do. I have a .com. Which, I went through,
GoDaddy?
No, I went through, what is it? Taylor Brand.
Okay. I see the .com.
So I have the, GeorgeThirdHandyman.com.
Okay. Give me one sec. That's weird.
But I can't put the pictures up on there, nothing. If you Google it, you'll be able to see the page.
Yeah, let me Google it because when I for some reason I bring up something else. Okay, there that is. Okay, George Handyman.
George,
perfect.
And then III handyman.com.
Okay, let me put your zip code in here. I will tell you, there's a lot of George Handymans out there. So, okay, I see it. Gotcha. Yes, it is there. That's nice. You don't
so
have
that's
pictures?
What I started. Exactly. I don't know how to put the pictures on it.
Okay.
I go to gallery, everything, and it tells me, okay, you put the picture, and then when I go put the picture on it, it tells me no.
It doesn't work. Okay.
No.
Did you build this yourself or did you have somebody build this for you?
No, I kind of built it myself.
Okay. Do you want us to build you a custom web page?
How much more is it going to cost?
It only just costs $99 for the one-time fee. So, I know last time we talked and it was going to be $249 month to month. That was with the Facebook retargeting campaign and then the Google business profile. What I can do is typically we usually charge like $2,500 for websites, cause we custom make them. But I know last time we had talked and I had, gave you a new business credit. Now, when I throw that new business credit in there, it docks down that website because we understand that all this stuff is important to set up correctly. Right? We want to make it affordable for you guys. So it actually brings it down to just a $99 setup fee. Right? And then it's managed, hosted within the $249. So you don't have to get in there and build anything. We actually build it and it will be done with in 7 to 14 days. It'll be up and running.
And it'll be up and running to where like people can find it.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I have to basically tell them, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is the page, .com, you know?
Right. Well, once that goes up, let me take you to the time frame. So the Google is going to take 30 to 45 days to get on the first page, right? But we build your website out in 7 to 14 days. We attach that to your Google business profile. Also, too, we attach that to your Facebook profile as well. So anybody that searches, they'll be able to find your website there, and they'll be able to just click it directly. Now, this will be custom made, one, but two, it'll be done with. I mean, I don't know how long you've been working on the website, but if you don't know how to build a website, it could be very frustrating.
Got bored of it and frustrated with it.
Yeah, exactly. And we could just do it. We'll send it over to you. You'll revise it. You'll see it. If you have any pictures, you can send those in to us and we will put those up on your website. It's not going to be any hassle for us. We've been doing this for 19 years, so we know how to do it.
All right. Yeah, because I got like a couple little pieces of fences that I did.
Yeah, perfect.
Some sheetrock.
Yeah.
Finished work, you know.
Nice. Yeah, so anything like that, my tech team will say, hey, send those pictures over. They'll give you like a little portal or a link where you can send those pictures into, and then we'll get those pictures and build your website. If you have a logo, we can take that logo and put that on there. If you don't have a logo, don't worry. I'll let my tech team know, and then we can just make you a logo and put that up on your website as well.
The thing was with the logo, I had made a logo, and it was supposed to be because I had a domain also with Taylor Brand, and it was supposed to be free. But by the time I got done with the logo and the card and all that, they said that it was going to cost me $200.
For the logo?
Yeah, and then I was going to have to get it certified through through the state, I think they were saying, to be, like, only mine. I was going to have to pay for
I've
that,
never
too.
Heard, yeah, I've never heard that before. No, yeah, don't even worry about that. Yeah. Don't worry about that. We'll make you that logo here, and that'll be up on your business profile for the Google, I mean for the Facebook, and it'll be on your website, so you'll be able to have that.
I also had a digital card from Taylor Brand.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't send me like a regular, you know, just a paper card.
Yeah, because it's digital, so they don't.
Yeah,
they don't send it.
Asking them for it, and they're like, "No, you just use your digital one." And I'm like, "How am I supposed to hand that out to people here? Take a picture of this."
Yeah, exactly. And digital cards, I'm not knocking them, but I've never seen how they would work properly, right? Where this is somebody searching for the services. Yeah, you got to be in front of somebody and then say, hey, take a picture of this, scan this code, whatever it is. Whereas this, what this is, they're just searching for, like, let's just say flooring repair near me, and you populate, and then now they can just call you directly. That's how easy
that is.
Right,
yeah.
You know, and simple. Right? It's not complicated.
Right.
Now, putting it together is, but that's why we do what we do.
That's why I go old school in Canada, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hilarious.
All this hip, you know, phone stuff, and I just canvas. I'm like, yeah, hey, knock on the door. Yeah, this is my company.
Yeah. That's how they used to do it, right? And then now everything's in a phone. Like
I look for something, like say their fence is messed up or something. You know what I mean? I'll go knock on their hand on my car. Hey, I'm going to see your fences, a little broke here. We repair stuff like that for,
half
the cost of the cost for a new one.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's the way to get your name out there, right? When you're first starting out, you don't have a lot of capital. You got to do what you got to do to make ends meet, right? Now getting those people out there, so when they do see that, they're like, man, I want to fix my fence. And now they type in Google. First thing they do is look up, well, who's in my area that can do this, right? We want George, the third handyman, to come up, and that way they can just click to call you directly. So what's going to happen is we're going to send out a PIN verification to you. Okay, that PIN verification is going to be from Google. Okay, it's going to have a 5-digit code on there. Once you receive that, that's when we're able to start programming you to the first page of Google for the services you offer. That's going to verify your Google business profile. That's telling Google that you're not a, AI robot with a PO box and you're a legitimate person in the local area with the business. Okay.
Right.
Where would you want me to send that out to? What address do you want to use?
You don't have to use the address I'm at right now.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to show the address on the internet, so the only thing that will show is the city, the state, and the zip code. It's not going to show your physical location where people can just come and have dinner with you.
That's the thing, though. I have a problem with the city.
For what?
Because I haven't went and paid them yet to do, because it's a commerce, I guess. And you have to go to the city and get a paper stating that you could do business in their city. That's why I put mobile.
Yeah, that's not – this is just for Google itself, right? So they're just going to verify you on Google, right? So we do a lot of – we work with a lot of handymans in all different states. So we actually cover all 50 states. Every one of them work from their home, but nobody has an office or anything like that. The only thing is it's just putting you there. So when somebody searches in your area, you're populating and then they can call you directly to come out to their house. But the only thing is Google has to send that verification out. But a lot of people is like, hey, I don't want my address to show on that verification with the Google business profile. And that's fine. We don't have to have it showing because you're working from home and we understand that. It's just understanding that you're in that local area and that's all it is. And when they search, they can find you. That's all.
Right. All right.
So what's the address? Yeah, what's the address you want us to send that to?
19743. Serrano, Serrano Road.
That's my fiance's last name. Sonora, California.
Huh?
Not Sonora, California.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, not oh, road. Yeah.
It popped up.
It popped up. Yeah. It's all backed by Google. Okay. So the phone number you would like your customers to contact you at, is it okay if they call you at the 209. I'm sorry. 209-213-8381.
Yeah, that's the business phone.
Okay. And then I'm going to let my tech team know about the website. You want us to build that out, correct?
I might as well.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm telling you, we built some pretty cool websites. It's going to be done and over with within 7 to 14 days for you. What's your last name, George?
Williams.
Williams. That's my middle name. All right. man, you got all the names that I'm familiar with. Okay, what's your email address you want me to send over to you?
Miwok, M-I-W-O-K.
Then that was Nathan. B-Y-M? Is that correct?
No, M. M as in Mike.
Yeah.
I.
Uh-huh.
And then W.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Miwok.
Mm-hmm. Miwok.
And then put, yeah, Nation, N-A-T-I-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
1982 at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send everything over to you so you have it for your records for taxes, everything like that. Invoice you're going to get through there. I'm going to stay on the phone with you so that way you can see it come through your phone. And then also, too, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. That's just an added protection for you, an added form of protection. I'm going to send that to you in writing to that email as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Give me 1 second. So you do sheetrock, sheet repair, fence repair. Do you do new fencing as well or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do new fencing. Installs and repairs?
What's that?
Installs and repairs?
Yes.
Okay, sidings. Perfect. And painting, you said? I remember you saying interior and exterior, correct?
Right, yeah, interior, exterior.
Okay, and then you said light electrical, light plumbing, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I sweat pipes and all that too, but we'll just put light.
Okay, perfect. And then do you do any type of like gutter cleaning, gutter repair, anything like that?
I did do gutter repairs. I just got done with a couple of them.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So gutter repairs. Do you do installation for gutters as well? Like, do you replace new ones and everything, or you just do the repairs and cleaning?
I did the cleaning and the repairs, but I think I'm going to hold off on the getting the new ones because I want to get a break for that.
Okay.
And I want to be able to, you know, make the new ones instead of going
okay.
and buying it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just put repair and cleaning for now.
Cleaning. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you want to change it and add, I'm going to give you our customer service number where like my tech team is going to reach out to you from. They're the brains behind the whole operation. If you ever want to add a service, take off a service, anything like that, let us know. Call that number, say, hey, I want to start targeting this, or I want to start doing, want to start being populated for this service that we want. So when you're ready to do the gutter installations, let us know so that way we can have you programmed for that as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. And then is that it for now is what you want? So I got sheetrock, also repairs. I got sidings. I got fencing, which is repairs and installations, painting interior and exterior, light plumbing, light electrical. And then you do gutter repairs and gutter cleaning, correct?
Yeah, and we also do deck repairs.
Deck repairs. Do you stain them as well?
Yep, we stain them, we paint them, we'll put gates on them, fix the gates.
Oh, nice.
Railings. Because, you know, a lot of people, their railings, they dry rot.
Yeah.
So we just go in and, you know, fix the dry rot.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, I built a couple decks in my lifetime with my dad. He's a really good woodwork artist, I would say. So he's taught me a lot.
He's pretty knowledgeable too, though, because you know you got stairs and you got to know how to drop your stairs and know how to where to put them. Yeah, you know, so you got to be pretty good with framing too.
Yeah, he's a pretty wise guy, I will say. So he actually built
back then, though, too, you know what I mean? It's like everybody really, when you had a trade, you had a trade.
Yeah, that's what you did, right?
There was no ifs, ands, or buts about that trade. It was that trade.
Yeah, you just knew that thing and that thing only, and that was it.
Right. Now everybody's got all these different trades now. They're like, well, because they, like when I got in the industry, they told us, like, you're going to need more than one trade. You need to know how to do more than one thing because the world's evolving. You're not going to just be able to do framing, period. That's it.
Right.
You have to learn how to deck. You have to learn how to put sheeting up, all that.
Yeah, the world is evolving quickly, especially with this online stuff, I will say. So that's why we're going to get you all straightened out here, and that way we can get this up and running.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when we did our framing and all that stuff, we went commercial and residential.
Nice. Okay.
because in Portland, Oregon, they let you do, you know, you don't have to, you could work for somebody in Portland and do commercial and residential, framing and drywall repairs and all that.
Oh, nice. So that's how you got your experience, right?
Yes, I got a lot of my experience, especially on the condos out there by the Columbia Gorge, the river.
Yep.
They're all,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Wow. Kept you guys busy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and, you know, you got a lot of knowledge from it, too, you know, because there's some stuff, even, you know, like materials we didn't know about, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. I said experience is the best knowledge. I mean, you can read everything in a book, but once you, I mean, but when you do it and you're doing it on the job and you're just reps after reps after reps.
Yeah, hands off.
Yeah, that, and that's how I work, too. So, like I said, I was building a deck with my dad, and he would tell me something. I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, look, it's like this. And he's like, I'm like, oh, I can do that. Cool. And then we just went to work and just built the whole thing. So I'm very hands-on. Like, I'm a visual person. I got to see, like, what you're doing, how to do it. And then I'm like,
right.
I can just see it, like, one or two times, and then I'll be able to just do it at that point. So, all right, George, I have everything set up here for you. To send over to my tech team.
You got tile work on there? Because we do tile work also.
Tile work. Perfect. Yes, flooring, right?
No, tile work would be like shower, tile.
Yeah, but you said that you do flooring repairs, right?
Yeah, I do flooring also, yep.
Do you do new flooring installations as well?
Yeah.
Or are you just doing repairs? Okay.
No, I do flooring installations and repairs.
Perfect. Installs and repairs. And you do tile work, walls, backsplashes, stuff like that?
Yep.
Okay. And also, too, I'm guessing, like, showers, that falls under, like, walls and stuff, kitchens, bathrooms?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right, I have that. For the billing for this, George, are you going to be using a business credit card, or are you going to be using a debit card? What would you like to do to secure this listing here?
I'm going to use the credit card, but it's not going to be the business credit card yet.
Okay. Yeah. When you do get the business credit card, you can let us know, okay? And then we'll make that change when you have it. And you
then I'll be able to write it off. I'll still be able to write it off on a credit card, right? Period. Since it's being billed for.
Yeah, it's a business expense. This is a 100% tax write-off.
Okay.
And that's why I want to send all the documents over to your email, and that way you have it. So when you do your taxes for 2024, you can write this whole thing off. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. For the card itself, for the name, is it just George Williams, or is there a middle initial?
No, it's just George Williams.
Okay. And that's Williams with an S on the end, right? I want to make sure I got that right.
Yes, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, mine's just my middle name is just William, so that's why I just wanted to make sure. For the billing address,
George is spelled G-E-O-R-G-E, not with a J.
Yeah, George, not Jorge, right?
Yeah,
that's what I have. I have George. Yep. And then that billing address is the same for the 19743 Serrano Road.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is this a Visa or MasterCard or Discover?
It says World on it, Walmart. MasterCard? It's got the two circles on it.
MasterCard. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
5153-0789.
Mm-hmm.
2194-0821. It's 228 and 435 for the security.
Okay. Now, before I make any purchases here first, I'm just going to do a security question for you. So here at Local Splash, we never sell or share any of your information, okay? I want to be sure that every time that we do call you, we are going to ask you this because we want to be sure that we're always talking to you, George, about your account and no one else, but also, too, it's an added form of protection for you, so you always know that you're talking to us as well, okay? So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. And what's mom's maiden name?
Diane Jamerson.
What was that again?
Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Jamerson, J-A-M-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay, let me put that in here for you. Diane Jamerson. Okay. And it's funny you say Diane because I got a big family. I'll tell you that. Because I got an aunt named Diane. I got a massive family. My dad is actually one of six boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you can imagine how many aunts, uncles, and cousins I got. I will say, family reunion comes with a long laundry list. I'll say that.
Oh, like just names.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, too, because we're just, like, scattered all over the United States. So everybody just everywhere. Okay, let me just make sure I got everything here for you. All set up. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through the voice verification really quick, George. Like I said, I'm going to send this over to you in writing so that way you have it for your records as well. But this is just the service agreement. It's just the outline of what we're going to do for you. If you have any questions, just ask me, like, hey, what do you mean by that? And then I can rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have firm understanding before we go through and process everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
George the Third Handyman.
Perfect. Please state your name and the title within the business.
George Williams the Third, owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Okay. To get results as fast as possible, George, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Right, yep, I understand.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want it? Do you want to write it down right now, or do you want me to just email it to you?
I'll write it down.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Cool. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah, I agree.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is February 22nd, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of just the $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, George, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877 number that I gave you. Mm-hmm. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact that client support number at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for your next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand and agree.
Perfect. Okay, now that I can, you know, stop sounding like a robot. I'm going to send you
AI.
yeah, exactly. No. So I'm going to send you a couple text messages, welcome text messages. I'm also going to send you a couple emails. My tech team is going to give you a call. When would you like them to give you a call? Do you have anything available tomorrow? Do you want to do the same time at 2 p.m.? They can give you a ring?
Yes.
Okay. Let me set that up for you right now. Perfect. I am going to send that over to you. Okay. And then I did send you a couple text messages. I don't mean to bombard you. They are welcome messages. There's one that does read, George, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then I'll say, please click this link. And it's our terms and conditions link. Can you click that?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just got it right now.
Perfect.
Wait, I got an initial invoice.
Yeah, so you should have got a text message. Did you get a text message?
Yep, I just got it right now.
Okay, so click that link on that text message.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to take you to our service agreement. This is just the one that I just read off to you. So on the bottom, there's two checkboxes. There's the one that you want to receive text message. Just in case you don't answer, we can just send you a quick update. Then the other one is just saying
that I'm authorized holder.
Yes, and then you're just going to sign your name first and last, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
So I can do a confirm signature?
Yes.
Oh, what's going on with this phone? right there, I got a sign right there. Hang on, I got something going on here with this phone. Signature's not matched. Please type your name exactly. That's it. It don't match.
Do you spell your name with one L or two L's?
Two.
Okay. So I have George Williams, just first and last name. Are you putting the third in there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Does it show, it should show right above the signature your name, George Williams. Let me know if I spelled it wrong.
P-O-R-G-W-I-L-L-I-M-S. No, that's right.
Okay. So. Make sure, do you have both checkboxes? Sometimes,
yeah, I got them both.
Okay. Sometimes it's just a little funky, yeah, where it just, you know, technology sometimes just does not work.
Signature on Peter George Williams, please fix the following portion of the text. Okay. hang on, I got something on here. Okay, now let me try it again. Click here and type your name as seen above. Type your name to Okay, username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so that's going to be where my tech team is going to, they're going to build a tracking system for you.
Okay.
You're going to be able to see everything that goes on in there. So they're going to build this, and then tomorrow on your onboarding call, they're going to give you the username and password, and then they're going to walk you through everything as well. So then that way you can see where everything's at, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, everything went good on my end. I sent you everything to your email, so I do want to formally welcome you. We're like a family here to Local Slash George, so if you have anything, any questions, you want to add services, take off services, anything you want to do, run a special, reach out to us at the 877 number. Your account manager will answer, and then they'll be able to make those changes for you. If at any point you cannot get a hold of your account manager, for some reason they're tied up and you need something kind of like urgent, you can always reach out to me. I sent you an email with my phone number on it, so it has my extension. Yeah, my name's on there on the bottom with the email address. Yeah. You can reach out to me. If I don't get back, if I don't answer, leave me a message. Always important. Leave me a message, and I will get back to you within 1 hour, okay?
I'm glad you didn't give up on me, Charlie.
I was going through my paperwork, and I was like, George? And I was like, man, I remember George. And I was like, I wonder if he got all his licensing done, because I know that's what you were waiting for, and it took you a while. And I was like, I'm going to call him. I'm going to see if we can get this stuff going.
Yeah, I'm on the DC right now. I'm on a DC license B so I can build, add-ons and stuff like that.
Nice.
So I'm doing that right now.
Dude, congratulations.
And then I'll probably be adding that to, like, additions, you know.
Remodels. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I said,
instead of doing all the little stuff.
Exactly. And when you get that, let us know. Like I said, everything. When you're moving up, we're moving up with you. So as soon as we can kind of like move you on over into like the bigger jobs, like when you're like, hey, I want a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodeling job, that's when we can start programming you for that as well too. So when you have those things, be like, hey, I got my license for those things. Let's start programming me for that. And then we're like, sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. So.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to get started on your account here, and then I'm going to send it over to my tech team. They will reach out to you at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Give them a window. Might be like 2:15, but they will reach out to you. They'll do your onboarding call, and then we're ready to rock and roll with you. Okay, George?
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy your evening.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.